Well, thank you for being here today. It's a wonderful day to worship God, and He gave us mercy in traveling. There were a few fender bumpers throughout the week, and hopefully yours was not one of them. Mine wasn't this week. Thankful for that. And keep in prayer for upcoming events. Guest missionaries coming to be with us 2 weeks from Thursday, and they're here Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and a little bit of food each day. So we're going to be hospitable and team up with some missionaries for some good work. So please make a commitment now to come and worship God and meet these missionaries. They really do count on us for prayer and encouragement. And I think what they share with us is helpful, and what we can share with them can keep them going, you know, and be an inspiration to them. That's what we want to be. And if you're like me, unless I put it on the calendar, that first Thursday night, I'll probably be, you know, gallivanting around or home collapsing or bowling or some ball game or something. But put it on the calendar now, and you'll be here on March 8th, Thursday night. Big covered dish dinner. When I used to bring things for the covered dish dinner when I was a single pastor, I couldn't cook, so what am I going to bring? So I would go get a bag of apples, put them out there on the table. People devoured them like they were gold. And if I really wanted to get fancy, I stopped at Pizza Hut, got a nice big pizza, put it out there. Pizza was all gone. Some of the macaroni salad was left over. My pizza was gone. So, thankful. So it starts Thursday night, March 8th. Please be in prayer for people who have physical needs, those in the hospital. Kevin Fox, that's Karen Freeze's brother in Forbes Hospital, really does need God's help, and pray for him. Bill Buchanan in Shadyside Hospital, pray for God's help for Bill each day. For Norma Wood, an important doctor's appointment this week with a neurosurgeon, and pray for Norma to feel better. At the end of March and early July, one of our young folks, Julie Metzger, is going to go to Biloxi, Mississippi to help rebuild an area where that was devastated from Hurricane Katrina. And she's going with some folks from Grove City College. And be in prayer for her in the upcoming weeks. You'll have the opportunity to hear more of that in weeks to come. But if you see Julianne today and you want to ask her, how can I be of help, please do so. She is right there. Could you raise your hand, Julianne? Fourth pew back over here. That'd be great. Well, we're excited about the folks getting baptized today. They're probably as nervous as I am in the gift from God that He brings to us. And that gift, of course, is a new life with Christ, which we could have today and every day. During World War I, there was a man who had a heart for his family, heart for his country. He was a widower, and he had only one son, and the father's name was Henry Louder. And Henry was thankful for his son to go and serve, but he served in a combat area, the son did, and tragically and sadly he was killed while in service to the country. And the devastation that hit Henry Louder's heart was quite strong, as you can well imagine. He didn't feel like he could go on. He felt very empty and alone inside. And he shared these words with a friend. He says, when a man comes to something like this, there's only three choices to face. Three ways to face the life as it is. He said, one is with drink, just kind of numbing yourself to that bad experience. Two, there is despair, giving up. I just can't go on. And three, there is God, and by God's grace, I will pick the three. And Henry Louder immersed himself in God and said, God, if I'm going to make it through the next hour, through the next day, it'll be with your help. And it was very difficult, but God was faithful and did give Henry Louder a new life with Him. And each one of us, perhaps not in the same shoes that the father was who lost his son, but we stand in shoes in our life that we say, well, there's only three directions to go. I could numb myself up to go through life with things or something. I could live in despair And that often manifests itself in sadness and anger that we can't quite figure out or get our way through. Or we could turn to Christ and say, He is life. He'll be life to me. He'll be my purpose. And immerse ourselves in Him. And in a passage about baptism in Romans 6, the Bible says, give yourselves to God. Surrender to Him. Your whole life to be used by Him for His righteous purposes. And baptism in the Bible really means to be immersed. We immerse ourselves in a lot of different things. In baptism, when somebody believes in Christ, you are immersed in water. But that really stands for being immersed in the life of God. Saying, God, You're everything to me. And just as Jesus died on the cross when He was buried, His life, as people knew it, was over. But He rose from the dead, given a new life by God the Father, and lives forever. So as a believer who says, I believe in Christ, that person is baptized, go under the water. My old life without God is over. I don't have to face life by my own, but I have a new life with Christ, the gift of eternal life. And it's a wonderful gift from God to us. It's baptism being an outward sign of an inward change that only God can bring. When a person is baptized, they say, Jesus is my Savior. I count on Him for the forgiveness of sins for heaven. And only He will get me there. So you're baptized because of Christ. There was a very strong Christian leader in history who was a king of a certain area, emperor. His name was Charlemagne. He wanted everybody to be baptized. And he thought, if I just could get everybody to be baptized, they would all be Christian. They would follow Christ and run away from sin and do all the things that Christians do. So he tried it. And if we got the North Huntington police in here and said, okay, everybody, we have 9 people ready, but we want everybody to be baptized. And if you are baptized, that is going to make you a Christian. That is going to bring the forgiveness of sins and give you a brand new life getting in that water and coming up out of the water. Well, we wish it were that easy. You know, we don't participate in baptism to get Jesus or to get heaven or to get the forgiveness of sins. We are baptized because of Christ, because of heaven, because of the forgiveness of sins which He won for us. So what a wonderful celebration, new life we have this morning. When people were baptized in Jesus' day, they had a new identity. So we have people here expressing their new commitment to Christ. No longer is it Mike and Caroline, Joshua and Laura Beth, Joshua and Kelsey, Cody, Debbie and David. But instead it's Mike the Christian. There he is. Mike the Christian, Caroline the Christian, Joshua the Christian, Laura Beth the Christian, Joshua and Kelsey the Christian, Cody, where's Cody, the Christian, Debbie and David the Christian. There they are. That who can make them like that but God? And we surrender our life to Christ like they do to the water. Lord, help us be immersed in You. Often people surrender themselves to God because of an area of frustration in their life. And God really does work when we say, okay, Lord, I give myself to You. I give this problem to You. When I was in college, I injured my back doing something foolish with a bunch of other track runners. We tried to shovel, after a big snowstorm up in Meadville, we tried to shovel the track a quarter mile with shovels. No snow plow was available. So we were 20 and, you know, immortal. So we thought, we're going to shovel the whole thing. Of course, it injured my back quite a bit at about the 105th yard of that. And I dealt with that for a while thinking, it'll get better. I'll make it better. I'll exercise myself out of the injury. I will take care of it. I don't really need to pray about it. It's not that serious. I don't need to go to a doctor. Not that serious. Had the problem for years, chronic pain, chronic disability. And one day I woke up, maybe self-improvement is not the answer. Self-improvement not the answer. Maybe I'd need to pray and maybe go to a physician and get some help. And by the prayers of some other believers, by some good doctor's help, I was able to function much better when surrendering that part of my life to God. And think of an area in your life. What is an area of great frustration or difficulty that perhaps you're saying, I can improve this on my own. I'll get it right eventually. Is it your work? Is it your health? Is it your home? Is it your church? To surrender that to Christ, because your joy and contentment and identity is in Him, as it will be for these nine folks getting baptized. The gift of His joy and peace He would give. John, promise if you can hold on to it, John 16:23, Jesus said, you will rejoice and no one will take your joy away. Only Christ would offer that to you today. You'll rejoice and no one will take your joy away. I knew a committed Christian couple who had problems in their marriage, like all couples have problems. And the wife really shared, either at a Sunday school or some group, she said, I've been trying to change my husband for years. It is so frustrating that he will not be like I want him to be. When is he going to change? How stubborn can you be? And all the women are quietly saying amen. But she eventually shared, she said, God led me to the conclusion that instead of trying to change him or get him to be a certain way, I was going to ask God to take control of my life and how I viewed my loved one. And so she surrendered that part of her life to God. And she concentrated on letting God be in charge of her instead of her trying to be in charge of the other people, the key people in her life. And she found a peace that she didn't have. The change that God brought in her, suddenly she looked at things much differently from the imperfect spouse that it was the Lord's will for her to have in there. So, Lord, as the prayer says, give us the serenity to accept the things we can't change. Change the things we can change, namely ourselves, and the wisdom to know the difference. Romans 12, in view of God's mercy, offer yourself to God. Surrender your life to Him as an offering. If you surrender to God, what will your work life look like? If you surrender to God, what will your family life look like? If you surrender to God, what will your church life look like? Soon you'll see God's goodness and His help in those areas. And once the family had a chance to go and see an eagle's nest, and it was to be a picture of a surrendered life growing in Christ, as the people getting baptized do have. The family sees the eagle's nest. They see the eagles that are majestic and strong, mom and dad eagle, but they are away from the nest, and so the baby eagle is there. They see the baby eagle from binoculars, and the little children look at the baby eagle and say, what? That doesn't look like an eagle. That can't be an eagle. Look at it. It's weak. It can't fly very well. It's all wet. The feathers don't look too terrific. And the parents said, but you have to think, that really is an eagle. It really is an eagle. God made it to be an eagle. And it will grow into what God made it to be. It really will grow into what God made it to be. And as you surrender to Christ, only then will you grow into what God made you to be. Don't you want to be what He made you to be, to reflect His Son? You've been chosen by God to represent Him. He's at work within you to will and to work according to His good purpose. Gladly surrender to Him. Only when you do that will you find life in abundance. And so this morning, nine will say, Jesus is everything to me. Could you make that your testimony also? And He'll be gracious and kind to touch every area of your life and your life to reflect His goodness. We praise God for His kindness. I want to pray before we go to the next part of the service. Thank you, Lord, for each person here. Each is precious to you. Each of us are like Mr. Louder. We can make it in a number of ways, but we choose to live a new life with you, Jesus. Give us that resurrection from the dead, spiritually speaking. Help us to see ourselves as people who could be new with you if we trust you. I pray for anybody here who's never trusted Christ, they would say, I choose Christ as Lord and Savior, as Jesus, we believe you've chosen them. Might your kindness be with on folks getting baptized in their families. Love them during this time. Thank you for their life. And we celebrate the new gift of life you give to each one. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask that the folks getting baptized...